The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome Path to Success transmission. Alhamdulillah, Hafiz Kaleem sahab with us, mashallah. Welcome Hafiz sahab, mashallah, Shahid bhai and mashallah Harun bhai with us. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will also show you the question of the day. But we will start first with the blessings of Durood e Pak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, those who love each other for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, meet and shake hands and send peace and blessings upon me before they separate from each other. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive their past and future sins. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very important topic, and it is, what is patience? Sabr kya hai? In many places in Quran Pak, Rabb Azza wa Jal has mentioned about the patience, many ahadith on the importance of sabr. Inshallah, we will talk about what is patience, how we can attain the blessing, because this is a great name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And also inshallah Azza wa Jal, today our wazifa in the end will be the method of making a business successful. Many people ask the wazifa that how they can make their business successful. So keep watching our program. In the end, inshallah, we will tell you a beautiful wazifa, how to make your business successful. And today's sunnah is about the wearing a blessed Imam Sharif, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And iske saath, mashallah, kalam bhi sunayenge hamare Harun bhai. Question of the day lete hain pehle ji.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Question of the day. What is the name of the fourth Khalifa of Islam? What is the name of the fourth Khalif of Islam? Bahut easy question hai. Inshallah, we'll start with a beautiful kalam by Harun bhai.
Sallallahu alayhi ka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah. Phir ke gali gali tabah, phir ke gali gali tabah, thokar sab ki kha. Yeah. سے جا یاد حضور کی قسم غفلت عیش ہے جرم پہ گل جائے ہو کوئی بجائے سوز غم کوئی بجائے سوز غم ساز طرب بجائے کیوں پھر کے گلی سب کی کھائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ان شاء اللہ ول اسٹارٹ our beautiful مبلغ حافظ کلیم مدنی. ماشاء اللہ, واٹ از پیشنٹ, دی ڈیفینیشن آف پیشنٹ, وائی اٹ از سو امپورٹنٹ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سعید صاحب, ونس اگین اے بیوٹیفل ٹاپک اینڈ دیز آلویز تھنگس ٹو لرن فرام ایچ ایپیسوڈ. الحمد للہ دیٹس ایڈ اینڈ دا ٹاپک ٹوڈے, واٹ از پیشنس. اٹ کوڈ بی آرگیو دیٹ اف یو وانٹ ٹو ڈیفائن پیشنس یوزنگ ون اسلامک واقعہ انسیڈنٹ اکاؤنٹ in Karbala is sufficient.
Subhanallah.
Meaning the level of patience that was shown is astounding. You know, when we read about it, we hear about it, we think, Allahu Akbar. You know, Allah had blessed Imam Hussein radiallahu anh with immense patience. And not just Imam Hussein radiallahu anh, through his barakah, all his rufaqa, all his companions, people who went with him, the women folk of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim ridwan, even the young children, and whoever accompanied them, who was honored to accompany them, and inshallah we will hear about that. But first of all, Islamically speaking, sabr, what is it? Normally when we think about the word patience or sabr, we only think about one type of patience, that difficulty occurs and we have to be patient. But there's more to it than that. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and other scholars have categorized sabr. They said sabr is of various, there's divisions of sabr, various types. One is as-sabru ala ta'at. That Allah Ta'ala has commanded a person to pray, for example, read salah 5 times a day. It can get hard in a believer's life because shaitan is there, nafs is there as well. So one type of sabr is sabr upon the obedience of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And in this day and age, where you have all of these distractions, all of these people, you could say shayateen in human form as well, trying to pull people away from the right path, this is also a great way of showing sabr, being consistent with ta'at, obeying Allah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second type of sabr, the scholars have said, is as-sabru tarkil muharramat. The second type of sabr is to abandon or leave, discard those things which are prohibited. Refrain from them always. And this also requires sabr, because 1 year, just say a person has refrained from sin, 2 years, but it's not just a life of 2 years. We have a longer life. So we have to remain patient upon leaving sins. This is also a second type of patience. And then the third type is what we generally associate with the word patience. And that is sabr when a calamity afflicts you, when a tribulation enters your life, a difficulty reaches you, how you react there will define you.
True.
Or will you realize that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was muqaddar, this was destined, and now I must show patience? Or will a person fail by lamenting, crying, wailing, telling everybody, this is the test? Now when we look at the life of Sayyidul Shuhada Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, subhanallah, he reached the level of perfection in all three types of sabr.
Subhanallah.
If we read his life in terms of ta'at, then he was matchless. It's narrated regarding Imam Hussein radiallahu anh, they performed 25 hajj by foot.
Allah.
Meaning, it's easy to say that. So the people, mashallah, you recently returned as well, many people were honored. It's not easy.
Chee.
Meaning doing it by foot, many things can happen. And then doing it once, that's an achievement. Doing it 25 times
Allah
shows the sabr, the istiqamat Imam Hussein radiallahu anh had upon ta'at. When he came from the the family of the Prophet ﷺ. So why wouldn't he have this sabr, subhanAllah? And then we know from the waqi'ah of Karbala how strictly Imam Hussein radiallahu an safeguarded himself from haram acts. Because at the end of the day, why did this account take place? The waqi'ah of Karbala, because he saw someone, Yazid namely, the scholars say, كَانَ فَاسِقًا مُدْمِنَ الْخَمْرِ. He was a fasiq, open transgressor, drinking alcohol, fornicating. And the iman of Imam Hussein radiallahu anh did not allow him to give bay'ah or to stay quiet. So this shows his sabr upon leaving and abandoning, refraining, staying away from haram. So he was also at the level of perfection in this type of sabr as well. And the third type of sabr, which is when a calamity afflicts you, and how you react then. Again, Imam Hussein showed the world that even if it seems like bazahir, everyone is against you, meaning the enemy have overpowered you and you are less in number, you are never to compromise over your deen. You are always to show that the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be prominent, and you have to make efforts in that regard. So Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was an embodiment of sabr. So these are the classifications of sabr that the ulama have mentioned. And then when we look at the Quran, Allah Ta'ala time and time again encourages the believers, adopt sabr. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. That believers seek help from sabr and salah. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin, Surah Baqarah, that Allah is with the patient ones. Allah Ta'ala says, Wabashir is sabirin, glad tidings for the patients. In one maqam, it says that, Innama yuwaffa sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab, that it is the patient ones who will be given the reward in full. So when you do mutala of the Quran, read the Quran, you will find plentiful ayat regarding sabr. And then a believer, when he faces troubles, Sayyid Sahib, the reality is there's no option but to be patient. Meaning, what's the opposite of patience? Impatience. If a person is afflicted and then he starts to say, why have I been afflicted? What did I do wrong? And he forgets, ma'azallah, that from head to toe, we are sinful. So how can we even for a moment think, why is this happening? What did I do? The Quran tells us, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. That whatever calamity, affliction reaches you, it's because of what your hands have earned. And this is the mercy of Allah, that the earth doesn't split open, the sky doesn't fall upon us. This is the mercy of Allah, otherwise our sins. And then when we realize there is no option but to be patient, then a wise person realizes that when I'm afflicted, then I keep this to myself. I don't let the whole world know. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, other scholars have said something so beautiful, that la yu'rafu sahibul musibati min ghayrihi.
Allah.
That patience is when somebody who is afflicted, you cannot identify him, or you can't even, by looking at him, you can't tell that he's afflicted. Meaning, you see a normal person who's not afflicted, and then you see someone who has a mountain of troubles, you cannot tell the difference between them. Why? Because he has concealed his difficulty and trouble so much that you can't tell that he's going through anything. This is a big test. Otherwise, we are weak. If we're in a gathering and we're going through something, maybe from a mile away, someone can tell something's wrong with him today. Something's not right. He's going through something. So we have to be wise about this. We have to learn from the life of the Akabirin that in every state, we are content upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray that Allah ta'ala grants us the sadaqah of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, because what he went through, and if anybody was deserving of expressing his grief, it was Imam Hussein. But again, he kept telling his family members, sabr, we cannot let go of sabr. Even on the battlefield of Karbala, what was his advice to Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu? In the height of the battle, one-sided, obviously the army, they were the only ones who wanted to fight. Imam Hussein came to dialogue. Even in that moment, people are passing away left, right and center. The Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, these blessed flowers of the prophetic family, are being martyred. Even then Imam Hussein is saying to his son, Imam Zainul Abideen, that my wasiyat to you is never let go of the Sharia of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Quran and Sunnah, meaning cling on to the teaching. So that sabr is unique, and we pray to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that He grants us a portion of that as well.
Ameen, Allahumma Ameen. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Beautiful, beautiful explanation by Hafiz Kaleem. And no doubt our life full of different tasks, different kind of varieties in our life. You can, sometime you got happiness and sometime you get sadness. Sometime you got problems and sometime you got no problem. Person fully healthy and then suddenly you see collapse. This is the up and down in the life. But the main thing is about the patience. Or ye jo Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu and their companion and their family, their patience was next level. Kisi ne badi pyari baat li ki hai ke Karbala walon ke andaaz hi nirale the. You know, they were different. Jahan pe sabr karna tha wahan shukr karte the.
Allah akbar.
Yahan pe sabr karna tha wahan shukr karte the. Wo matlab ek alag hi wo cheez ho gayi hai. Log to complain karte na, if something slightly happened to us, hum kya karte hain? Idhar bhagte hain, udhar bhagte hain, idhar complain karte hain. Lekin ye jo Allah wale hote hain, ye sirf Allah ki taraf hi rujoo karte hain. Aur Quran Pak mein bhi farmaya gaya hai ke musibat pahunchne par sabreen kehte hain hum Allah hi ke hain aur hum usi ki taraf lautne wale hain. To yani Allah ki taraf rujoo karne se हिम्मत और हौसला बढ़ता है और मुसीबत कम नजर आती है. आदमी सब्र के सवाब पर नजर रखे ना तो वो फिर अपनी जबान को बंद कर ले. हमारे तो सर में भी दर्द हो तो पूरी दुनिया को बताते फिरते, दिख नहीं रहा है उसको, यार सर में दर्द है, ठीक हो जाएगा, क्या हो गया. लेकिन एक इनका सब्र देखें, बच्चे कुर्बान हो रहे हैं, नेफ्यू जा रहा है, ब्रदर जा रहा है, फैमिली मेम्बर जा रहे हैं, ओनो मोहम्मद कुर्बान हो रहे हैं, कासिम जो है वो कुर्बान हो रहे हैं. ये यंग सन किसी का अगर उसके हाथ में, उसके सामने कोई अगर आप कुर्बान हो, इंतकाल करें, तो कैसी हालत होती है, यकीन करें. मतलब सोचे तो वो सिचुएशन जो है ना, आप सोच भी नहीं सकते जो उन्होंने जिस तरीके से उन मामलात को उन्होंने हैंडल किया. और आज देख लें, वही बात है ना कि मिट्टी में मिल गए इरादे यजीद के, लहरा रहा है आज भी परचम हुसैन का. तो बात तो यही थी, सब्र करने वालों के नाम रहते हैं, शुक्र करने वालों के नाम रहते हैं. और आज वो यही है जो हक पे डटे रहे, अल्लाह की रहमत से आज भी उनके नाम हमारे दिलों में भी ज़िंदा है, हमारी किताबों में भी ज़िंदा है, हमारी मसाजिद में भी ज़िंदा है, और इंशाल्लाह कयामत तक ज़िंदा रहेंगे. शाहिद भाई कुछ फरमाएंगे
इंशाल्लाह. When we look at the events of Karbala, each bit of it shows a great deal of patience. And if we just ponder upon those instances, and then we look at our situation nowadays, many of us we'll see that on many occasions in current day and in our time. We see that if something unpleasant that happens to us, or if somebody says something to us which is unpleasant, we begin to take a dislike towards it. And our behavior becomes such that it aggravates a problem rather than being patient. So in order to be patient, we need to learn from the incidences of Karbala and many other incidences that being patient is something which will not only resolve problems, but it will be a means of betterment later as well. If we ask ourselves, Jasab, that how many times have we faced problems or unpleasant words from people, and what is our reaction to these people? Did we act in an angry manner, or did we remain silent and be patient with the other person's behavior? If we acted in a responsive manner as an aggressive or angry, then we really need to ponder upon that, what is Islam teaching us? Because Islam also teaches us to not to be angry. You know, anger comes from the Satan, so we need to keep away from anger as well. So therefore, we need to be patient in all matters. We adopt patience, which is important, and when we are patient, it moves our problems away. If someone steps up on our toes or something accidentally, and we begin to answer a person, shout at a person, "Are you blind? Can you not see I'm standing here?" This aspect, it's something which is ego a person will have, and we need to get rid of our egos. The incidents of Karbala are such that teaches us that the Islam which we have and how the Imam Hussein and their family were in those incidences, we need to adopt that patience. having that patience, Jazab, it will also benefit us and our children, because we send our children to schools, we send our children to colleges, universities, but we give them all the education of the world education, but equally, we also need to give them the education of deen. Once we give them the education of deen, that will also teach them about these blessed incidences of Muharram, and give them the teachings of every Islamic month as well. So therefore, when we prioritize our children's upbringing, we need to think, what is the reality? Whether we live here for 50 years, 60 years, 80 years, end of the day, we're going to leave this world. What are we going to take with us? We're not going to take our status in this world. We're not going to take our wealth or anything in this world. But the important is what Islamic knowledge we gain and what we practice upon, that will be beneficial for us in this world and the hereafter as well.
Sure.
And important is that when we teach our children, and if our children begin to learn about deen, if our children begin to act upon deen as well as ourselves, it will benefit us, it will benefit our children and the upcoming generation. And learning about the incidents of Karbala, we can't just say this, I'm going to sit at home and just read a book and, you know, learn about this. We need to attend gatherings, we need to attend institutions where these things, incidents are taught, where we can gain knowledge. Many people will probably think, well, I've got a book and I will read it and I will, you know, gain my knowledge from there. We can all, you know, read books, but understanding the important message from those books is a different ball game altogether. Because somebody who may read a book, you may not understand everything, but when you sit and talk to scholars and they explain everything to you, it's a different ball game altogether. Therefore, to understand all these aspects, it's important that we associate ourselves with scholars so that we can understand things, and if we don't understand things, we can ask them, because they are expertise, they've gained that knowledge in depth, and once we spend time with them, inshallah, we can learn in great detail.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Ji Harun bhai, marhaba.
No doubt, trials and tribulations are an integral part of life. No 2 days are the same, you know, life is full of lows and highs, and this is why Islam has given us a very beautiful principle, and that is, when a misery, a worry befalls you, you be patient. And when you are given a blessing or something good happens, you are thankful. But unfortunately, like has been discussed, we seem to fall short in both of these matters, you could say. And, you know, what does it actually mean to be patient? Because a lot of times you'll find people sometimes even claiming to be patient. But really and truly, it's having abandoned all the conditions of patience and then basically trying to somewhat recover from that. And like MashaAllah Hafizab beautifully said, that patience is when you can't tell from a person that something went wrong with him, or that, you know, a worry, a calamity has befallen him. And, you know, sabr in itself, though it may seem like a three-letter small word, but it takes a lot from a person, especially nowadays. We find that people, for the smallest of things, you know, they get all emotional and angry, and they let the emotions really take over, you could say. And this is, again, a very big weakness within us. You know, they say that strong is a person. Apparently, strong people are those who can lift lots of weight and, you know, have big muscles. But really and truly, I would say one of the strongest people, one of the strongest person is that person who is able to control his jazbat, his anger, his emotions when need be. And again, you know, like in everyday life, you know, people drive all the time, right? You will find people who, if they get stuck behind a slow driver or something, they're constantly looking and, you know, they're beeping and they're just getting really agitated, thinking, why is he in front of me? When am I going to get by? If someone doesn't, you know, thank you and you do something else. And many examples like this in which we fall behind. And, you know, SubhanAllah, for a Muslim, really and truly, patience is such a big virtue. And I'll share a hadith sharif, inshallah, in which this has been highlighted, that strange is the matter of a believer, for there is good in every affair of his.
SubhanAllah.
If he has an occasion to feel happy, delightful, and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is good for him in it. There's khair in it for him. And if he gets into trouble, if a worry befalls him, and he endures it patiently. You know, he doesn't go out of his way and cry and wail. Then there is goodness for him in it as well. So in both ways, you know, there's one thing being patient, but then the reward that one can attain in doing so. And subhanAllah, you know, whenever someone passes away, or Amir al-Sunnat, he hears of someone passing or someone being ill, he says that may Allah forgive them and allow the family to be patient and grant them ajr for that patience as well.
SubhanAllah.
So there are two factors here, being patient and then obviously hoping for the reward from that patience. So inshallah, you know, many, many different things if we look within ourselves, because sometimes just in the, you could say, hurry of life, we don't realize when we're being impatient. Because, you know, the nafs has spoiled us so much sometimes that we expect a lot of things and we take a lot of things for granted and we think that this is how it should be. And when it's not like that, then, you know, patience is nowhere to be seen. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us patience and allows us to realize the virtues of patience.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen.
Say some, in regard to patience, and specifically Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, alhamdulillah, Harun Bhai also shared many virtues of patience. But I think when we analyze this waqia in particular, Karbala, and we think to ourselves, where did the inspiration come from?
Allah.
Meaning Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, this was something he never faced before. It's not as if he had a trial first, you know, similar to this. It just came all of a sudden. Although the ahadith do tell us that this was prophesied by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this would happen. But even then, if you've not been in that situation before, and then all of a sudden it hits you, how do you deal with it? And when we do ghor, when we ponder, when we reflect, we realize, and this is for us as well today, that no doubt Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu took inspiration from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his noble grandfather alayhi salatu wasallam. Meaning, when we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, full of patience. Meaning, anyone who's attained patience in the ummah is a virtue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to the extent that no prophet has been tested the way I was tested. And then when you read the waqiyat of the prophets, the great, great trials, but the Prophet alayhi salam is saying nobody has been tested like me. We know when the Quraysh, his own tribe, turned against him. You know, these are the same people who said he was truthful, he was trustworthy. And there's many accounts to verify this, the account of the Hajj al-Aswad being placed back into the Kaaba and the Prophet ﷺ being made hakim in that matter that he decides. And the Prophet ﷺ became impatient. Then when his own uncle Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu is martyred, again manifestation of patience. When the battles took place, the Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, the migrations towards Abyssinia, the migration towards Medina al-Munawwara, these are all heartbreaking events in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very difficult moments. He kept patient because he knew that the patience is what will resolve this situation. And then Imam Hussein most definitely took lessons from the life of his own blessed father, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was martyred, achieved the high rank of martyrdom. His own brother Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu was poisoned. The Khulafai Rashidun, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was martyred. Sayyidina Uthman again oppressively martyred. So he took inspiration. And today the ulama tell us the same thing. They say that no matter what you're going through, if you think for a moment about the tragedy of Karbala, Amir al-Sunnah says this, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi wrote this before him, that if you think about Karbala and then you, ma'azallah, we shouldn't even compare, but if you compare to our problems, minor.
We got nothing.
You can probably start laughing and think, I'm worried about this.
Allah.
Whereas
Allah.
That situation, the blessed women folk, the children, like, which person can, ma'azallah, dare to say that Imam Hussein went to war or he was after power? It is stupidity, because who goes with their children? Who goes with the women folk? So Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu took inspiration from those before him. We have the Quran al-Kareem today with us. And whenever we want inspiration, we open the Quran. We read about the lives of the Prophet ﷺ. We read the seerah. We read the life of Imam Hussein. But the reality is, unfortunately, Sayyid Saab, that if we are seeking inspiration in the wrong places, we go on social media, motivational video, who can I listen to, who's going to inspire me? We've got all of the inspiration there. and we know how to deal with these things. We're equipped with the knowledge, but we're not implementing it. We're looking for implementation from the wrong areas as well. So the Waqia of Karbala also shows one level of patience is being patient in defending the truth.
See.
Now here in the Waqia of Karbala, where there's batil on one side, haq on the other side, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. And we know already, the historians have written, that Yazid sent people, his messengers, his ambassadors, his wazirs, and said, try and make him give bay'ah in secrecy, if he doesn't want to give it in front of everybody. And they said, look, you don't have to say it in front of everyone. Oh, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, in private, just say you give bay'ah. And Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, how could he be sold for the worthless dunya? This is the leader of the youth of paradise. Prophet said, "Huma sayyida shababi ahli al-jannah."
Subhanallah.
Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, they are the leaders of the youth of paradise. So how could you bribe him? Even think of that. So Imam Hussein said, no. That if somebody is... And remember, Sayyid, this is now the situation that arose. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, if he did not stand up for the truth, then that was a direct endorsement of what Yazid was doing.
Allah.
So he knew this is the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he had to defend. So the level of patience that he showed is an inspiration for all of us today.
Mission.
Okay, maybe we cannot influence every matter or every gathering or every situation, but the least we can do is stick to our principles, what the deen teaches us, what our usul, what does Islam say regarding a situation, and we're not influenced by unlawfulness, by haram, by people trying to do this like Yazid was doing, and instead we follow Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. So anytime you face difficulty, think of Imam Hussein radiallahu an, your difficulty will be alleviated, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. A great motivation for everybody.
Subhanallah.
Yeah,
subhanallah.
Even the non-Muslim, they say the Waqia Karbala, the uski wajah se bahut sare log jo Islam ke andar hain. Okay, matlab itni badi is waqiye ko dekhen. सेंचुरीज गुजर गई हैं, इतने साल गुजर गए हैं, लेकिन इस और बहुत सारी फतवात हुई हैं, बहुत सारे वाकयात हुए हैं, देर आर मेनी इंसिडेंट, लेकिन जिस तरह करबला को याद किया जाता है, बताया जाता है, ऐसा और कोई वाकया नहीं, क्योंकि इसको एक मिशन के तौर पे लिया जाता है. इट्स लाइक अ मिशन, ये कोई एक नॉर्मल वाकया नहीं, इस हक और बातिल की एक बिल्कुल मतलब एक दीवार सामने खड़ी हुई है. लुक एट समबडी, दे हैव स्टॉप्ड द वाटर. But you're not surrendering it. You're not compromising it. You're still patient. 22,000 army in front of you. Still patience. No food, no water. 3 days. You got family member. You got 6 months, your own son. You got 18-year young son with you. Then you got other nephew, other family member. Then a female household as well. But look at the patience and look at the istiqamat. Allah that Allah. Kuch bhi ho jaye, no compromise. Dhate rahe, jhuke nahi. Aur yahi ek message hai Karbala ka, jo hai na, wo haq hamesha khada rehta hai. Aur Imam Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ko kaun daba sakta
hai.
Agar aaj hamare yahan zara si cheezon ke liye hum compromise kar jate hain, chalo theek hai yaar, mujhe milta hai to ye ho jayega, wo ho jayega. No compromise. Imam Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ki zindagi hamare liye ek bahut badi misal hai. It's a set example for everybody. हम वो कलाम तो पढ़ते हैं लेकिन होते नहीं. सामने जिसके अकबर फिदा हो गया, गोद में जिसकी असगर तड़पता रहा, जिसको उम्मत ने तीरों का तोहफा दिया, उस शहीद मोहब्बत पे लाखों सलाम, जिसको धोखे से कूफे बुलाया गया, जिसको बैठे बिठाए सताया गया, जिसकी गर्दन पे खंजर चलाया गया, ये सारी चीज़ें हम पढ़ते हैं लेकिन कभी जहन में घुमाए भी तो सही कि वो वक्त कैसा होगा. कहना पढ़ना सुनना आसान है लेकिन प्रैक्टिकली उस चीज को कभी जहन में लाए तो पता चले कि कितनी बड़ी कुर्बानी दी है दीन के लिए इमाम हुसैन रजी अल्लाह तआला. इसी को सबर कहते हैं. और आज ये आपके सामने जो जो इस्लाम का ये जो गुलशन लहराता नजर आ रहा है, बिकॉज ऑफ द पेशेंस ऑफ इमाम हुसैन रजी अल्लाह तआला, बिकॉज ऑफ द सेक्रीफाइसेस ऑफ इमाम हुसैन रजी अल्लाह तआला. ऐसा नहीं है कि हर चीज प्लेट में लगी हुई मिली है. लुक एट द लाइफ, लुक एट द सेक्रीफाइसेस. When we go to Madina Sharif, for few weeks, for few days, when we leave Madina, what is the situation? Everybody start crying. It's like the child is going away from their own mother. But look at the life of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, because of his deen. Wo Madina mein pale bade the na. Lekin Madina chhod kiske liye rahe? اس دین کے لیے. لوگ حج کے لیے آ رہے ہیں, وہ مکے سے جا رہے ہیں, اس دین کے لیے. صبر ہر جگہ آپ کو نظر آ رہا ہے کہ نہیں میں نے صبر کرنا ہے. اب ہمارے لیے یہ مثالیں موجود ہیں سامنے, اتنی بڑی اگزامپل ہے, لیکن آج ہمارے ذرا ذرا سی بات پہ کوئی چاقو نکال رہا ہے, تو کوئی زبان سے وار کر رہا ہے, تو کوئی جھگڑے کر رہا ہے, تو کوئی یہ آرگیومنٹ کر رہا ہے, تو جسٹ اے اسمال میٹر بیکاز نو پیشنس. لوگ جو ہے وہ ڈیورس دے رہے ہیں, لوگ بچوں کو گھروں سے نکال رہے ہیں, تو بچے ماں باپ کے نافرمان ہو رہے ہیں کیونکہ ہمارے اندر پیشنس نہیں ہے, صبر نہیں ہے. صبر از اے گریٹ بلیسنگ آف اللہ عز و جل. دعا کرنی چاہیے, اللہ مجھے صبر عطا فرما, مجھے صبر عطا فرما. اس صبر کی وجہ سے جو انعام ہے نا ہماری, اس پہ نظر نہیں ہوتی ہے. ہم بہت بے صبر ہیں, ذرا ذرا سی بات میں ٹھوکر لگتی ہے تو ہم فوراً ہی لڑنے کے لیے تیار ہو جاتے ہیں. آگے ٹریفک جام ہوتا ہے تو ہم لڑنے کے لیے تیار. ہماری زندگی میں صبر نہیں. جس دن صبر کی دولت آ گئی نا, اس دن آپ کی زندگی بڑی اسموتھ اور بڑی سکون والی ہو جائے گی.
As humans, we act in two different ways. Either we act positively or we act negatively. A negative mindset will often give us further dangers and worries and anxiety, and that doesn't resolve our problem. On the other hand, when we have a positive mindset and have be patient and have courage, then our problems can be eased a lot more. So therefore, we should not become victims of anxiety and stress in this aspect. So we should be calm and be patient in matters. As is stated that, you know, sometimes worrying about difficulty during different times, if that can be reduced, the difficulty can be reduced if we are patient. So be patient with things. When we have any problems, stress with things, rather than worrying about certain things, if we are patient about that difficulty, that can be reduced. Because where does the difficulty come from? Allah Almighty sends us difficulties to test us. So if we are patient on these things, things can be easier. We, on the other hand, when we show patience when we are out with our friends or family or associates or people who we know but not know that well, what is our state then when people are saying things to us? How patient are we? We may be patient with them because we don't want to react. But the real test is of our behavior when we're at home as well. What is our behavior when we are with our family members? If our mother of our children or our children say something in a particular manner, what is our reaction to them? Are we patient in those circumstances well or not? If we're not, then we really need to ponder upon within ourselves as to what are we actually doing. If the children are behaving in a particular manner which frustrates us, we should talk to them calmly and be patient in discussing matters with them as well, and seek one another's opinions and advice, and try to explain to one another about being patient in matters. Remember that you cannot make everybody happy in circumstances, so therefore we need to prioritize what deen teaches us and take that line regardless whether it's our children or whether it's anybody else. Because if we take the deen as a most important way of life, then that will benefit us in every aspect. The real patient is that the first stroke is being of calamity. When we face any calamity, we need to see that what is our reaction going to be here. Are we going to react, or are we just going to calm down and not say anything in that aspect? And the circumstances in many people face, rather than being patient with one another, they react in an aggressive manner. And when you react in an aggressive manner, that clashes with two people. That is causing further problem. As mentioned, the incidents of Karbala Shahzad, Imam Hussein's family being martyred one by one, but yet they were very patient with what was happening. And they didn't lose temper, they didn't become angry. They were patient with everything because they knew that this is something that we need to continue with in order to pass the message of Islam, of being patient. This shows us that what Islam really is. Today, we have Islam, alhamdulillah, the sacrifice of Imam Hussein and the family which they made. And we need to read these events. If we look at the first month, Muharram, about sacrifices, about everything, we'll also look at the last month of Islamic Dhul Hajj, also of sacrifices. Islam requires sacrifices, and we need to be patient in these circumstances in every aspect. No matter what calamity we face, we need to just take a step back and think and stop at what Islam is actually teaching us and how we should react in certain situations. And that is the best way that we can move forward in as well.
MashaAllah, you need to understand something is not in your hand. You have to have patience, otherwise you're going to damage yourself. Aap inner taur pe apni mentality ko, apni health ko, in sab ko aap jo hai wo damage karte jayenge. Achha, chale, kahin ho bhi gaya. Tirmidhi Sharif ke andar hai, kisi pe zulm hota hai, and he has a patience. Allah paak uski izzat mein izafa karega.
Subhanallah.
اضافہ کرے گا آپ کی عزت میں اگر آپ صبر کر جائیں گے اور اسی طرح ایک اور بخاری شریف میں کہ اللہ فرماتا ہے حدیث قدسی جب میں بندہ مومن کی دنیا کی پیاری چیز لے لوں پھر وہ صبر کرے تو اس کی جزا جنت کے سوا کچھ نہیں لک ایٹ دا ریوارڈ یو ول گیٹ پیراڈائز فار یو ہیو پیشنس ہمارے تو شارٹ فیوز ہے ذرا ذرا سے لگ کے گھوم رہے ہوتے جیسا کسی نے بولا لڑنا شروع ہو گئے گاڑی آگے نکالی تو پرابلم ٹریفک ہوا تو پرابلم دکان پہ جا رہے ہیں تو پرابلم تو نے گھر کے کیوں دیکھا تو پرابلم یہ نہیں ہوتا ہے اس لیے صبر کریں اور صبر کریں آپ کی زندگی میں بہت ساری چیزیں جیسے یہ کہہ رہے تھے نا اچھا کچھ چیزیں ایسی ہیں کہ اللہ کی نافرمانی ہو رہی ہے تو اب ہر جگہ صبر نہیں ہوتا اگر آپ سمجھتے ہیں کہ آپ سمجھائیں گے وہ سمجھ جائے گا تو یہ پھر آپ کے اوپر لازم ہو جائے گا اس کو سمجھانا اس وقت نہیں بیٹھیں گے سانو کی نو دیٹس ناٹ دا بیہیویئر یو شوڈ اڈاپٹ دین یو ہیو ٹو اپروچ اینڈ ان اے پراپر وے یو ہیو ٹو ٹیل دم دس از دا رائٹ تھنگ اس وقت آپ نہیں صبر کر کے بیٹھ جاؤ گے چلو جی مجھے کیا ہے کوئی بات نہیں اگر جہاں آپ سمجھتے ہیں کہ آپ کے سمجھانے سے بندہ سمجھے گا پھر آپ کے اوپر لازم ہے سمجھانا تو پھر کم از کم یہ ایمان کے لیول ہیں کہ اگر آپ کو پتہ چلا کوئی چیز اللہ کی نافرمانی ہو رہی ہے تو پہلے یہی ہے کہ اس کو ہاتھ سے روکو پھر زبان سے روکو نہیں ہے تو ایٹ لیسٹ دل میں اس کو برا جانا ہو یہ سب سے کمزور لیول ہے ایمان کا لیکن آپ سمجھو تو صحیح اللہ کی نافرمانی پہ تو کوئی ایسی چیز ہے ہی نہیں ہے اور اپنی ذات کے اوپر کوئی چیز آ جائے تو ہم بے صبرے ہو جاتے ہیں ذرا ذرا سی بات میں جو ہے وہ آوے کا آوا بگڑتا ہوا نظر آتا ہے تو بے نمازی ہیں تو کوئی ہمارے اندر کوئی ایسی پرابلم نہیں ہو رہی ہے کہ ہم کسی کو سمجھائیں جا کر کہ پلیز آئیے نماز پڑھنے کے لیے جاتے ہیں تو ایسی چیزوں میں کہ یہ بھی معلوم ہونا چاہیے نالج ویری امپورٹنٹ ہے ارون بھائی ویری امپورٹنٹ کہ آپ کو نالج ہونا چاہیے کہاں پہ صبر کرنا اور کہاں پہ نہیں ہے بہت ساری چیزوں میں صبر بنتا نہیں ہے اور آپ زبردستی صبر کر کے گناہگار ہو رہے ہوتے ہو تو یہ بھی نہیں ہوتا ہے یہ یاد رکھیے گا بہت سارے مقام ایسے ہوتے ہیں اللہ کی عبادات کے اندر ایسا ہے کہ آپ ٹھیک ہے جی میں صبر کر رہا ہوں میں نہیں پڑھتا اس کو دے دیتا ہوں تو ایسی جگہ پہ نہیں ہوتا آپ کو اپنی نماز پڑھنی ہے یہ نہیں بولو گا چلو کوئی بات نہیں یہ جا رہا ہے تو ابھی آرام سے پڑھتا رہے تو میں نے آپ کو اپنی نماز آپ کی تھی اور آپ کو ٹائم پہ پڑھنی ہے اس وقت نہیں ہوگا میں آرام سے صبر کر کے بیٹھا رہا ہوں اس لیے آرام سے کرتا رہا جو بھی جگہ گھیر کے پھر آپ کو ایکسکیوز کرنا پڑے گا میرے پاس ٹائم کم رہ گیا ہے مجھے وضو کر کے نماز پڑھنی ہے تو یہ بھی ساری نالج کے ساتھ آئے گا کیا کہتے ہیں ارون بھائی بہت ساری جگہ پہ ہوتا ہے لوگ کہتے ہر چیز میں صبر لیکن یہ بھی دیکھنا ہے کہ صبر کا مقام ہے بھی یا نہیں ہے
Definitely, sir. Like you said, the places where we are supposed to be patient and we've been told to, it's been emphasized for us to be patient. You know, we see people doing the total opposite. Like in the case of sadness, like in the case of, you know, illness and etc., etc. And where we are encouraged to, you know, prohibit or to take action, there we are saying, no, you know, that's not my duty. No, maine apni kabre mein jana. You know, this a lot of people, they come out with this sort of statements and they try to go away from this. Whereas, you know, iman, it consists of, and us as Muslims, we've been told to prohibit bad and to promote good. And this is the role of each and every single Muslim. Not just the scholars, not just the imams, and not just those who are outwardly Islamic or religious, but each and every single Muslim, to the extent that he is can, to the position that is appropriate for him. So definitely this is something we should all, each and every single one of us, reflect on, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Aayi ek package lete hain.
Sakhawat and giving in charity are both of them a beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let me mention a few hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding a person who gives in the path of Allah azza wa jal. The hadith that mentions that a sakhi person, a person who gives in the way of Allah azza wa jal, is close to Allah, close to paradise, and close to the people, and he is far away from the fire of hell. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that I can swear in the name of Allah, the one who has these three attributes inside him, that I will give you the good news that a person, when he gives wealth in the way of Allah azza wa jal, that will not decrease his wealth. Yani giving charity, giving sadaqah will not decrease the wealth of a person. So subhanallah, whenever you talk about giving in charity, whenever you talk about sadaqah, whenever you talk about a sakhi person, a person who gives a lot of wealth in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, then there is one personality that we talk about, and that is the personality of the grandson of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he once passed by a shepherd. He gave salam to him, and the shepherd was so loving, because Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gifted him a sheep. Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, are you a slave or are you a free person? And he says that I am a slave. So Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him that, I'm sorry, but I cannot take your sheep. He smiled and he says that, Ya Sayyidi, this sheep belongs to me. This is in my custody. I wish to give this to you. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so pleased with that shepherd that he went to the owner of that slave and he bought the slave and all of the sheep that he had. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought all of them and he freed that slave and he gave all the sheep to that person. Subhanallah. These people, they did not have the fear of losing wealth. Why? Because they knew that when you give in the path of Allah, Allah will give you more. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, let's all take this lesson from Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he comes to giving in charity, when he comes to giving in the way of Allah azza wa jal, we will not shy away. We will inshallah azza wa jal give that wealth in the way of Allah which is more beloved to me. That is why Allah azza wa jal has mentioned in the Quran that give that wealth that you love the most in the way of Allah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal give me and all of us the ability to act upon this beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we could give more and Allah azza wa jal could increase our wealth as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, a few kalams and then we will move on to our segment sunnah of the day and then wazifa of the day as well.
آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد پوچھے گا مولا ہلایا کیا کیا پوچھے گا مولا ہلایا کیا کیا میں یہ کہوں گا ہم یہ کہیں گے نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی 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 کر لو وظیفہ کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد پائی مراد دونوں جہاں میں پائی مراد دونوں جہاں jisne pukara naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad apne raza ke qurban jao meethe raza ke qurban jao sone raza ke qurban jao ahmed raza ke qurban jao jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad apne jameele rizvi ke dil mein 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 aaja sama ja aaja sama ja naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad Karbala ke janisaron ko salam Karbala ke janisaron ko salam Fatima Zahra ke pyaron ko salam Fatima Zahra ke pyaron ko salam Karbala teri baharon ko salam Karbala teri baharon ko salam jaani sari ke nazaron ko salam jaani sari ke nazaron ko salam Karbala ke jaani saron ko salam Ya Hussain ibn Ali mushkil kusha Ya Hussain ibn Ali mushkil kusha aapke sab jaani saron ko salam aapke sab jaani saron ko salam Karbala ke jaani saron ko salam Fatima Zahra ke pyaron ko salam
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, inshallah, sunnah of the day.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
And inshallah, today is about the wearing the blessed Imama Sharif. Ji Kaleem bhai, mashallah.
In relation to the Imama Sharif, the ulama have written, in Fathul Bari it's mentioned as well, that this is a sunnate mustamirra. This is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always wore, meaning his love, his affection towards the sunnah can be derived from this, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he left his home, whenever he went out, you would always see him. In the Sahaba describe the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always bless the Imama Sharif, meaning he would always wear the Imama Sharif. And the Imama Sharif, there's so many fadail in relation to it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one narration, He states, wear the imama as this will increase your forbearance. We're talking about patience. Patience is a quality, and another quality in Islam is known as hilm, forbearance. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadithi, which is in Mustadrak of Imam Hakim, that by wearing the imama, your hilm will increase. Another narration mentions that this imama, this distinguishes between the Muslims and the polytheists. Also in another hadith, we're told Allah Ta'ala causes His mercy to descend on the people wearing turbans on the day of Jumu'ah, and His angels make dua for such people. So there are so many fadail mentioned. It's sufficient for a believer that his Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wore it.
Subhanallah.
But in addition to that, there are so many fadail as well. Now, when wearing the imama, we should wear it with the intention in this day and age of reviving a sunnah. Because we know in one hadith that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that whoever revives a sunnah after it has been abandoned, فَلَهُ أَجْرُ مِئَةِ شَهِيدٍ, he will receive the reward of 100 martyrs. And definitely in this day and age, the people who wear imama have decreased. But alhamdulillah, may we be sacrificed upon Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah, that through his hard work and his efforts, his sincerity, and Allah Ta'ala has blessed him in that he has revived this sunnah.
Subhanallah.
In all parts of the world. You will see many people, if you ask them, how did you come to know about the imama? How did you know this was a sunnah? And many of them will give the answer that Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah, he is the personality who introduced us to the imam, although it's always been there in the books, but alhamdulillah, reviving a sunnah. And when wearing an imama, we should wear it in a nice manner, in a nice way, so that when somebody looks at us, they want to wear it as well, inshallah. So we should keep these fadail in mind and know that in this day and age, people, ma'azallah, may mock. It may be the case that people will speak ill of someone who tries to follow the sunnah, but we know that. We know that the Prophet ﷺ said, towards the end of times, holding on to your deen will be like holding on to hot coal.
Jee.
It'll be very difficult. Sure. But see this as a test from Allah as well. And we're talking about patience, and being patient in this regard. The moment somebody says something to us, or what are you wearing, and we become disheartened and we leave it, that's not the reaction. The reaction is, I'm going to wear it, and I'm going to wear it all my life, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen.
Many blessings about wearing the Imam Sharif. The one who offers 2 rakat nafal by wearing Imam Sharif is better than offering 70 rakat without it.
Subhan.
The Zohar state that for every rap of the Imam Sharif whilst wearing it, you will get one noor on the day of judgment.
Subhanallah.
And blessing the shower on the one who wears Imam Sharif and offers Salah as well. And offering a Salah whilst wearing Imam Sharif is the equivalent to 10,000 virtues. If we ask, if we tell someone that you will get £10,000 to do a particular act, no, people will run towards that. But look at the blessing about wearing Imam Sharif. And offering one Salat al-Jummah by wearing Imam Sharif, the reward is for offering 70 Salat al-Jummah. Alhamdulillah, great blessings. You know, we, if we look at the rewards, it's immense rewards for a very small action.
Allahu Akbar. It's just your mindset. Seriously, if you look at the 70 Jummah, in a year, you only have 52 Jummas. So it's sawab approximately more than 1 year you will get with the Imam Sharif. So try to wear Imam Sharif, inshallah, especially when you performing your salah. And inshallah, sawajal, you will gain the blessing. And remember on the day of judgment, if you only need one good deed, no one will help you. It's time to earn more good deeds now. Make good intention, wear Imam Sharif, try to increase your good deeds, inshallah. So will we benefit you, not only in this world, but the hereafter as well.
If I'm not mistaken, you say that the Imam Sharif is the crown of the angels. And I want to share a little story, you may remember it as well. There was an Islamic brother from Birmingham, and he was involved in a car accident. And I think as part of the accident, he sustained some sort of injury to his head, but the doctors, they were amazed when they discovered that he wasn't, alhamdulillah, he was in a lot better condition than they had anticipated because of the level of the incident. And subhanAllah, it turned out afterwards, brothers found out that that brother, he was wearing an Imam Sharif at the time of driving. So, you know, you could say in one sense that Imam Sharif saved him from sustaining a bigger injury. So no doubt, you know, wearing the Imamah Sharif, where it holds religious benefits and virtues, it can also benefit you in this world as well. And you know, Sayyid, this is part of the Islamic attire, the prophetic attire, the Sunnah attire, which unfortunately we see Muslims shying away from or not wanting to be seen in at times. But you know, we as Muslims should be proud of who we are, and part of being proud of who we are is obviously our attire, so we should try and wear it as much as we can, especially on Fridays, as the reward is much greater.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Wazifa of the day, method of making business successful. Ji chalaiyega. You write Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim 35 times on a piece of paper and then hang it at home. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, shaitan will not pass by and there will be a great blessing in halal sustenance. If it is in a shop, agar aap shop pe laga de, hang in the shop, the business, inshallah Azza wa Jal, usko bhi, if business is permissible, the business will become very successful as well. So business halal ka hona chahiye, ye zarur yaad rakhiye. To only 35 times bismillahir rahmanir rahim, isme daire jo hote hain unko zara gaur karna hota hai ki wo open hone chahiye, inshallah azza wa jal. Very easy wazifa. Allah taala hum sab ke rizq e halal mein barkat ata farmaye. Aakhir mein inshallah kya message dena chahte hain Kaleem bhai?
We're going to face difficulties, no doubt, in life, and we've touched upon it numerous times on this episode that the only way is to show patience. And we need to look at positives in a situation. I know time is very short, but very briefly, there's an Arabic proverb, parable, is famously known as Qissatu La'allahu Khair, the story of maybe this is better. I'll summarize briefly. There was a king who had a minister, and that minister, he had such yaqeen in that everything that happens to a believer is better for him. So one day, the king went out hunting, and he would fail to hit the target. And this wazir, this minister, would say, La'allahu khair, maybe it's better. The king fell into a ditch, hurt himself, sustained Allah. Injury. In fact, he hurt his finger so badly, the doctor said that we'll have to amputate it. They amputated it, removed it, and the wazir said, La'allahu khair, maybe it's better. Allah. And the king said, how is that possible? My finger's been removed. Why are you saying such a thing? He ended up imprisoning him. Sent him to prison, that this minister, all he says is La'allahu khair, whatever happens, clearly there's no betterment in it for me to have this thing. Later on, the king once again went out to hunt, and there he came across idol worshippers who imprisoned him. They captured him and they wanted to sacrifice him, the king meaning, in front of their false gods. But then when they saw his finger, they said, this person's got a defect and we can't offer Ma'adullah, anything to our false gods who has a defect. So they let him go. Oh. The king went back to his palace all happy, rejoicing. He said to his other guards, summon that minister, call him. And he says, you are right. You know, there's blessings in every situation. My finger, because of this, I was saved. Mm. But tell me one thing. How do you benefit? I imprisoned you. And how do you benefit? How is this better for you? He said, if I was with you, maybe if they would have they would have offered me to their false gods, ma'adallah. So a believer should always look at the positives in a situation. We don't know,
subhanallah,
you know,
subhanallah,
what's hidden in there for us, whether there's a delay is better for us. But Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu showed throughout his life that patience, that's the only way for a believer. May Allah ta'ala grant us istiqamah.
Ameen, Allah. MashaAllah, beautiful waqiyah. Ji Shahid bhai.
Just one aspect on this. Any time we face any calamity, we should be patient, because we are patient, we could be that we're saved from a greater calamity that would have probably come on our way. Someone saw a wound on the foot of Sayyidina Muhammad bin Wasi Ramdanadalai and claimed that, I feel pity for you because of this wound. And he replied by saying, I have been thanking Allah Almighty since I have this wound that it does not appear in my eye.
No.
So look at this, you know, the patience about these aspects. We should be patient in every aspect, no matter what it is. Patience is virtue.
MashaAllah.
So, you know, when we talk about the Waqi'ah of Karbala, I think we need to remind ourselves of the person, the personality who we're talking about. We're talking about the grandson of the greatest of creation. If Imam Hussein radiallahu anh, if he wanted to, could he not have raised his hands and made dua against Yazid, and would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not have accepted it? And you know, had the earth just swallow him up and destroy him and his armies? But despite this, Imam Hussein radiallahu anh, going through all the difficulties that he did in the hot desert, with the water stopped and the conditions that they were in, he remained patient, he remained steadfast, and honestly left a display of patience which is, you could say, unbeaten, unmatchable, whatever word you want to put to it, you know, would not be able to really describe that scene, that incident, and the legacy that he left behind. So we should just try to take some inspiration from that. When times are hard, understand. And as Muslims, we are told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are patient.
Subhanallah.
So if we think that we're lonely, you know, no one's with us, and you know, we're in this state of grief, remember, you be patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you.
Remember these hardships and difficulties, the companion Ali Muridwan, when they accepted the Islam. Look at the life of Hazrat Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala. Look at the life of Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala. Famous account in front of us. Tapti hui ret par litaya jata tha. Pani ke andar unko jo hai wo dala jata tha, nikala jata tha. Jo kya kehte hain, awara ladke hote to unke supurd kar diya jata tha. Bhari patthar rakhe jate the. Lekin kya unhone sabr kiya tha. सबर 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 किया था और आज देखें दुनिया के चारों कोनों पे उनके नाम जो है जगमगा रहे हैं. मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने तो ये भी फरमाया है कि अम्मार बिन यासिर रदी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु की जन्नत मुश्ताक है, जन्नत उनकी मुश्ताक है. हज़रत अम्मार बिन यासिर रदी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु जिन्होंने सबर किया था, मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया कि जिसने अम्मार से बुग्ज़ रखा अल्लाह पाक उससे नाराज़ हो. तो यानी कि ये वो लोग हैं जो अल्लाह के लिए सबर करते हैं, दीन के लिए कुर्बानियाँ देते हैं, रब्बे करीम के यहाँ उनका बड़ा अजर है. और जो उनसे मोहब्बत करता है ना, तो वो भी खाली नहीं रहता है, उसको भी बरकतें मिलती हैं. तो हमें सब्र भी करना है, और जो सब्र करने वाले थे हमें उनके साथ अपना ताल्लुक भी मजबूत रखना है. एंड द राइट आंसर प्लीज़ ज़रा चलाइएगा. राइट आंसर मौला अली रदी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु द फोर्थ खलीफतुल मुस्लिमीन. सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु ताला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम.
Knowledge is the way to Jannah, the path of